Best of field, though, for the Giants, a masterclass in midfield was from Josh Kelly. He's standing alongside you there, Jackie.
Yeah, commiserations for today. Now, it looked like you guys went about the chip-chipper game for the first half. Is that sort of an accurate assessment?
Yeah, definitely. We just wanted to try and keep the ball off them as much as we can, defend a little bit with the ball in hand, and we were able to do that. At times we probably overdid it and that number got a bit high, but it was definitely a plan of ours.
Did you sense the frustration in the crowd? Did that get you guys up and about?
Yeah, it was pretty funny at times. I think that was when we probably took it on a bit too much and the crowd got a bit involved, which is always fun. I think the ability to go into a game, execute a game plan, didn't get us a result in the end, but it was pleasing.
Josh, Jimmy here upstairs. You mentioned the game plan and the frustration for them. Was there any frustration from your forward group? Because they'd be doing a lot of strides across the ground waiting for you to come forward. Did they want you to come forward a bit more?
Oh, definitely at times, but I think the forwards were aware if we could defend a little bit with ball in hand, move it off the line, then hopefully we'd get some better looks out the back, get them more one-on-one. That didn't happen as much as we would have liked, but that's something we'll assess, because last week, you know, it's something we also focused on. You know, Hoge was able to get on the end of the few, so yeah, you're continually trying to find that balance and execute it as well as you can.
You mentioned Jesse Hogan. Great story. He's re-signed for 2 years and he's been in some great touch this year.
Oh, he's been outstanding. The ability for him to have a good run at it with his body, you know, his diligence Monday to Friday has been outstanding. So I'm really happy for him to see some results, and we're getting the results as a team off the back of that. So, you know, really proud of him and excited for what's ahead, because it's an awesome announcement for us.
Just on the back of that, you know, chipping the ball around, particularly early in the game, I mean, is that just because the Bulldogs, the scout, and actually they almost get the 18 back in their back third at different occasions? I mean, it's almost like who can last the longest on that on the doing it the best.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of that. Fremantle were able to do it to them last week. At times we just needed to take it forward a bit more. But I think, you know, all in all, we're really proud of the effort. You know, 2 weeks ago, we're probably staring down the barrel and a bit unsure where we're at. And then the last 2 weeks, being able to turn that around and have two strong performances against good teams has been pleasing for us. So, you know, as I said, there's elements of that we need to do better. Today we probably overdid it a bit, but there's also, you know, the positives in that, in terms of we're able to make their midfield defend a little bit more, get some looks off the back of that, and that's what we aim to do.
Josh, Lee and Jimmy were a successful debating team at a lunch yesterday. The topic was whether playing football would have been more fun in the 80s than it is today. What about the contrasting styles that we saw today? I'd imagine it's more fun when the game does start to move. So when you're playing it the way you guys went about it, and it worked well for you, do you kind of have to restrain yourselves? Is it an act of discipline to make it work?
Yeah, definitely at times. At times you might switch the ball and feel like you have a bit of a paddock to work into, but the thing with the Dogs is they get onside really quickly. Their backs work hard, and sometimes if you play on without a plan, that's just going to set you up for failure. They're going to go straight back through you. So at times it's definitely more enjoyable to go straight back through and take it on, play like that. But sticking to plan is really important. The coaches set us a plan. They did their homework, and for a large part of that we executed, but unfortunately just didn't get the result.
Just one or two to finish with. Josh, does Jimmy Bartelli have a cup of coffee with you to discuss stuff?
I've had a few chats with Jimmy, yeah.
Yeah. As he won't tell us anything, what do you talk about?
Well, if he won't tell you anything, yeah, I probably won't.
Oh, yeah, good man.
For goodness sake.
Tell us who's going to coach you next year.
We've tried that. Honestly, Josh, Caroline Wilson has put him into the star chamber, and he's prepared to go to jail rather than reveal how they're progressing. Other than that, it's just a final one with the side. Obviously in transition, everything like that. As far as you know, and speaking to the teammates there, is the commitment as great to the success up there as it was when you were the very early trailblazers, yourself and Stephen Cornelio and Lockie Whitfield, just to cite a couple?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that transition from, you know, our old group to a new group now, we've got a really good bunch of young leaders coming through now. Harry Perryman, Connor Iden, Sam Taylor, just to name a few. there's this new wave of guys coming through who, you know, really, really value their role and want to see the football club do well. So I think, yeah, probably this year's been a little bit of a transition with that. But to be honest, I'm really excited about what we've got going forward. As I said, 2 weeks ago after the Swans game, we'd had a few poor performances, and the ability to be able to turn that around and again, didn't get the result we wanted to today, but it was a better brand of football, and it was a more, you know, we stuck to plan, and that excites me. I think, you know, we're not playing for finals, but we're playing for, you know, our culture and the football club going forward. So a lot to be proud of today and excited
good
about
stuff.
Going forward.
Just one player, love his work, Callum Brown. He's an absolute ripper.
He is, yeah. Brown, he's athletic, he's a competitor, and he's another one to be very excited about.
Yeah, for sure. Are you generous with your time, Josh? You fell agonisingly short today, Dogs winning by 5 points, but congratulations on a magnificent individual performance from you as Lee Matthews voted your best of field. Thanks for joining us on 3RW Football.
Thanks, guys.
Josh Kelly.
It.